Wake Forest Baptist is showing off the latest addition to Innovation Quarter today with the grand opening of its renovated 525 at Vine Complex. The former RJR Reynolds buildings were brought back to life by Baltimore-based Wexford Science and Technology, a firm that's become a major landlord within the research park and is helping plot its course in the future. In this week's Triad Business Journal, reporter Owen Covington takes a look at the critical role Wexford has played in moving the park forward and how it will continue to guide development well into the future. Welcome, Owen.
Thanks for having me.
This project is dubbed by some in the industry as one of the biggest economic development projects in the country right now. How did Wexford, which is from Baltimore, become involved in a research park here in Winston-Salem?
They were initially working with the firm that was selected as the master developer for the entire park. That firm, Strever Brothers, had financial difficulties and had to back out. And Wexford stepped up and began working with the park's owner, Wake Forest Baptist, on a project-by-project basis, with the first one being Wake Forest Biotech Place.
And I know there are a lot of tenants that have come into this building. I know they've taken this project-by-project approach here. Why?
That's sort of the MO that Wexford has had, sort of let's get to know each other, let's develop a relationship without committing to develop the entire park. And it's worked very well. Wake Forest Biotech Place has provided lab and research space primarily for Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. Inmar, a retail technology firm, has moved into another renovated RJR building and established their headquarters with 800 employees there. And then the 525 at Vine Complex, which they're having a sort of a grand opening celebration today, that's sort of the next project that's come online. So far, Wexford has invested about a total of $250 million in the park. And Wexford has really looked at creating a live, work, play environment. So you're really creating more than just a research hub. It's going to be a community within downtown Winston-Salem.
Beyond the park now under construction, they don't have any additional commitments. Are they through playing a role in the park?
They're not. Although they don't have the firm commitments, they're more than likely, I'd be surprised if they weren't selected to develop both the Bailey Power Plant and then the next complex of former RJR buildings, where the Wake Forest School of Medicine is expected to have a significant presence. And they're also working with Wake Forest Baptist on a plan for how to develop about 30 acres of now undeveloped land right there by Business 40. That's where your new construction is going to go in the future. You could see some company creating sort of a landmark headquarters that would have that high visibility along the interstate. And Wexford, since they are such an invested partner in the park, they're going to have a hand in creating that vision for how that land will be developed and who will go there.
Owen, what's an aspect about the park's development that has Wexford's specific fingerprint on it?
They came to the park with a lot of expertise in developing lab space, but also that knowledge of how to work through historic tax credits that's really created the funding mechanism to make these redevelopment projects go ahead during a time when it really is a tight time when it comes to funding these large-scale type projects. This is their 11th research park that they've worked on, and there are some opportunities for collaboration between those different research parks, and I think you're going to see some synergies, I guess, between those different properties that are going to help elevate Wake Forest Innovation Quarter on a national scale.
So, Owen, what's coming up next in the research park?
Well, you'll see a broadening of the offerings within the park. Next up will be Bailey Power Plant, which really is going to be kind of a mixed-use project and a really unique one, too. You're taking a former coal-fired electric plant that's going to be remade into perhaps an entertainment venue. SciWorks has talked about relocating there. You'll probably see restaurants, maybe some retail. So it really is going to create a broader picture. And next up also, there's another complex of former RJR buildings that will be redeveloped, and you can expect to see this Wake Forest School of Medicine to have a very significant presence there. And those should come online sooner than later. Again, Wexford has that expertise in tapping into these historic tax credits, which could be changing or perhaps sunsetting at the end of this year. And so I would look for those to get started sooner than later.
Thank you for your time, Owen.
Thanks for having me.
To read Owen Covington's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triadbizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Carrie Brown.